The man who was getting ready to say something spoke to me very low. Must be like getting on top of a haymow. I laughed and said it to Tommy.
I swear to Christ, I've never been anywhere like this, he said. Look at the three of them.
Then the cook spoke up. How old are you, boys?
I'm 96 and he's 69, Tommy said.
Ho, ho, ho! The big whore shook with laughing. She had a really pretty voice. The other whores didn't smile.
Oh, can't you be decent? The cook said. I asked just to be friendly.
We're 17 and 19, I said.
What's the matter with you? Tommy turned to me.
That's all right. You can call me Alice, the big whore said. And then she began to shake again.
Is that your name?
Tommy asked.
Sure, she said. Alice, isn't it?
She turned to the man who sat by the cook.
Alice, that's right.
That's the sort of name you'd have, the cook said.
It's my real name, Alice said.
What's the other girl's names? Tom asked.
Hazel and Ethel, Alice said. Hazel and Ethel smiled. They weren't very bright.
What's your name? I said to one of the blondes.
Francis,
she said.
Francis what?
Francis Wilson, what's it to you?
What's yours? I asked the other one.
Oh, don't be fresh, she said.
He just wants us all to be friends, the man who talked said.
Don't you want to be friends?
No, the peroxide one said. Not with you.
She's just a spitfire, the man said. A regular little spitfire.
The one blonde looked at the other and shook her head.
Goddamn mossbacks, she said.
Alice commenced to laugh again and to shake all over.
There's nothing funny, the cook said. You all laugh, but there's nothing funny. You two young lads, where are you bound for?
Where are you going yourself? Tom asked him.
I want to go to Cadillac, the cook said. Have you ever been there? My sister lives there.
He's a sister himself, the man in the stag trousers said.
Can't you stop that sort of thing? The cook asked. Can't we speak decently?
Cadillac is where Steve Ketchell came from and where Ad Wolgast is from, the shy man said.
Steve Ketchell, one of the blondes said in a high voice as though the name had pulled a trigger in her. His own father shot and killed him. Yes, by Christ, his own father. There aren't any more men like Steve Ketchell.
Wasn't his name Stanley Ketchell? Asked the cook.
Oh, shut up, said the blonde. What do you know about Steve? Stanley? He was no Stanley. Steve Ketchell was the finest and most beautiful man that ever lived. I never saw a man as clean and as white and as beautiful as Steve Ketchell. There never was a man like that. He moved just like a tiger, and he was the finest, freest spender that ever lived.
Did you know him? One of the men asked.
Did I know him? Did I know him? Did I love him? You ask me that. I knew him like you know nobody in the world, and I loved him like you love God. He was the greatest, finest, whitest, most beautiful man that ever lived, Steve Ketchell. And his own father shot him down like a dog.
Were you out on the coast with him?
No, I knew him before that. He was the only man I ever loved.